Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Let's check in with Kurt Gibson with the IHSA out of their board meeting this week. And I know we've talked about it, and Mr. Gibson has indicated that he thought sooner rather than later there would be a state tournament series in esports, and he told us the truth. April of 2022, NBA 2K, Rocket League, and Super Smash Brothers. How fun is it to say that? So, Kurt Gibson, state tournament series in esports, a lot of people got to be excited about that, the kids especially.
Can't wait, Jim. Can't wait. It'll be here before we know it, and we're looking forward to it. It's been a long time coming, and we're glad to now really have the train on the track here.
Yeah, can you speak to the groundwork? I mean, this just wasn't a decision where, hey, the IHSA board showed up earlier this week and said, well, let's do a state tournament series in esports. You've been kind of studying this issue for a while. I know the pandemic caused a little bit of a delay, but can you speak to the groundwork in establishing this?
Yeah, I sure can. We actually began studying this I believe it was the spring of the 18-19 school year. We formed an advisory committee and began looking at sort of the landscape in esports. We knew we had a number of the necessary number of schools already participating in esports in some form or fashion around the state. So we really tried to use our committee to look at what games are of interest to students, would make the most sense. We used our committee to sort of build a framework to guide a state series, and we were really ready to bring that whole idea forward during the 19-20 school year, but once the pandemic slowed things down across all aspects of society, we didn't think that it was appropriate. So as things started to improve over the last school year, we kept the committee together, continued to talk about things, made sure our work was still, you know, in a good spot, and then over the summer, we really realized we need to do something now because the timing seems much better. And here just the other day, then our board approved the recommendation from our committee. You know, the one thing you and I have talked a number of times about, Jim, are the games. And we had also talked during that time about a game called League of Legends. It's a team game. It's a five-person versus five-person game. And as our discussions went on with the committee over the summer, for a variety of reasons, we just felt like maybe as an entry point, playing these other games and leaving League of Legends off to the side would help us navigate the first year of a tournament a little more smoothly. Schools can still play League of Legends. There's outlets for them to do so, and we expect many schools will do that. It's just not going to be initially a part of our state series. So we're really excited. Still a lot of work to do. Now the hard part starts. Filling in the details from the paper copy of how it's going to look.
And then as far as what you know right now in terms of member schools that will participate, you think, in the first year? Because I know when you initiate these state tournament series, I remember when I talked to, Dave Ganaway, I think he was the guy initially, the guy that moved forward.
Yeah,
yeah, bass fishing, and he's like, "Wow, yeah. How many teams are we gonna have? I don't know if we're gonna get that many." And then, lo and behold, they open it up, and bam, all these people want to bass fish. So, do you have kind of an idea right now how many member schools you think are on board with the first state tournament series, or is that still kind of up in the air?
It's still up in the air, although I expect. You know, it's a really great analogy going back to the start of bass fishing. We had hoped to have 100 in that inaugural year. It ended up being closer to 200. It wouldn't surprise me if we see the same kind of thing happen here. And I think, you know, people are starting to hear that esports is now, is going to be offered. We'll take great steps to continue to promote that all fall. I think the number is going to be greater than even we're anticipating, and I could see it getting close to that 200 number. So it'll be an ambitious undertaking, but one that our membership will pull forward and make it really a good experience for everybody.
Do you know how many other, or are there any other state associations right now that offer a state tournament series in esports?
Yeah, there's a handful. There's a handful of states, probably a dozen states. They're all working through the NFHS, the National Federation of State High School Associations. we're planning to sort of go at it on our own. So that'll be also a little bit more challenging. You know, the folks that are working through the NFHS are working with a third-party provider, and we're hoping and planning on moving forward without that, and we believe we can. So, there's like I said, there's a growing number of states around the country that are offering esports, and we're glad to be one of those.
Yeah, and then I know the series projected between April 17th and April 30th of 2022, the inaugural series, and you'll have to pick a, you know, state final venue, and I'm just trying to figure out, because I'm not the expert on esports, you know, other than, well, you're going to need Wi-Fi and broadband, right? I mean, what is it like, what type of venue are, you know, is it an arena type of setting, or really what type of setting is ideal for esports, if you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think there'll be, and that's a really good question. And I think there will be a day when we'll be in a in an arena type setting. I'm not sure. That's part of the discussion we'll have with our committee and with our board. I'm not sure year one that we'll feel like that's the appropriate place to be. We really got to get our feet under us. The great thing about these games that we're playing and what our expectation is, we're going to be able to do these in some more condensed settings. Like I could see the first year being in a high school that has multiple areas where each of the games could be played. And so it won't be virtual competition. It'll be students coming to a dedicated location, and probably like a lot of children and students do now, they meet up in, for example, somebody's basement. I know this happens in my house a lot. They meet up in we call it the Wii room at our house, and there are games going on between three or four guys, you know, two folks play against each other, then two other guys play and whatnot. And so to have that kind of look in the early years, I think, because of the nature of the games, they lend themselves to being played on consoles. And so from a hardware capacity and a technology capacity, we really believe what schools have in place now should be sufficient for our needs. If we were playing that 5-on-5 team game, the conversation might be different. But because of this approach we're taking, we feel good that schools should be able to jump in without having to do a whole lot in terms of expending funds to bring esports on board.
You, Kurt Gibson, you never thought you'd ever say Wii room on an interview, did you?
No, that's, yeah, right, exactly.
All right. And then just, I'm just curious, how did you, in determining, you spoke about League of Legends, and then, you know, deciding on the inaugural series, we'll look at these three games, like NBA 2K Rocket League and Super Smash Brothers. I know a little bit about NBA 2K, you know, kids play that. I don't know, I have no idea what the other games mean or what they do. But, I mean, how did you come to the conclusion of let's go move forward with these three games in the first state tournament series?
Yeah, great question. Really, that came out of our advisory committee. These and the folks on our committee are, you know, in touch. When I mentioned, we know there are a number of schools playing esports around our state, and so there's actually a group of schools that have formed for a number of years, probably 5-6 years now, their own, I'll call it an association. They call themselves the Illinois High School Esports Association, and so this is sort of a conglomeration of schools around our state that are playing esports, and they're getting people together to play these games. And these are the games that they know, that this group and our committee know, these are popular games students are playing right now. So there really wasn't a whole lot of discussion, really, when it came to the games that we would play, because these really jumped to the top from the beginning.
All right, so let's just quickly change direction. I want to get one more thing from Kurt Gibson and talk about, you know, resuming the March Madness experience here in March. We hope the pandemic stays or is under control, and we'll be able to have the high school basketball state tournament. But just speaking about basketball in general, you know, the IHSA has indicated we're going to explore this shot clock issue and hopefully make a final decision on that this school year. Now, I know, you know, the Iowa State Association for both boys and girls basketball, they've decided to move forward with the shot clock not this coming season, but next season. So what about the shot clock discussions and just, I guess, the timeline on making the ultimate final decision on that?
Yeah, that the ultimate final decision is something our board's going to have to, like, determine what that exact timeline will be. You know, we still plan to have discussion amongst the membership over the course of this school year. Many of your listeners will know that we conduct town hall meetings in the fall during the month of November. So we're going to begin having discussion amongst athletic directors and principals, as well as coaches, beginning probably as early as September. You know, we just believe, our staff and our board believe, that what really needs to happen is we need to get all of those groups talking. We've gotten feedback from coaches. I know the Illinois Basketball Coaches Association has gotten feedback from coaches. What we aren't sure of is how much interaction there's been between coaches and administrators, because there are some costs involved, not only with the hardware and the, you know, the actual equipment, but there's going to be costs with people running that. I remain steadfast in my belief it's, you know, and now that we have a rules route to do this, it's just a matter of when. It could be as soon as next year. You know, I could also see where we phase it in over time. Like maybe, for example, next year is schools can experiment with it. Conferences can choose to use it. However, you know, tournaments, shootouts, with the idea being that the next year it's required. And maybe it's even used in the state series. Or maybe then it's another year before we say, okay, now it's going to be in the state series. So I could see that kind of approach being taken by our board, but that's really going to be the result of the conversation that occurs during this school year.
So basically, long story short, eventually it's coming is what I'm hearing.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
All right. Well, I was going to take some more of your time, but I know we still have plenty of school year left to talk bass fishing eventually now. Because
yeah.
I always love talking about that, but we've covered enough today. Exciting with the state tournament series. I know a lot of people in the area have asked me about that and are excited about that, and just kind of really getting excited about, you know, normal routine back and normal seasons and things of that nature.
Yeah, it's week one of the high school football season, so that's, I think, a great sign that we're moving in the right direction.
All right, we appreciate Kurt Gibson and his time with the IHSA, and we'll have more coming up on WRMJ.